And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station. And now it's time for News from the Boo, our weekly program Wednesdays at 5:45, where we hear from folks inside of KBOO about happenings around our beautiful community radio station. My name is Monica Beamer, and I am the station manager at KBOO, and I get to interview Erin Yankee tonight, KBOO's program director and youth advocate. Hi.
Hi, Monica.
Thanks for coming.
Of course.
So most folks probably already know you, but tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and when and how you came to KBOO.
I started at KBOO as a late night DJ in 1994. Mm-hmm. I also was a news producer back then. We would run the Pacifica Radio News, so that hasn't been mm-hmm. around for a long time. Yeah. And we would edit the tape from the night for the morning, the KBOO morning news. So I did that once a week because wow. I had worked in college radio and I knew how to cut actual tape with actual razor blades,
really?
Which is what wow. we were doing at the time. So I think I was the last
Things
generation to learn that. Yeah.
Yep. And then what are you doing now?
Now I am, as the program director, technically I'm in charge of everything that happens on the air, but that's definitely too much for one human. So my excellent colleagues, Lisa Loving and mm-hmm. Kathleen Stevenson, do the morning news and public affairs and evening news and public affairs. And I work mostly with the music programmers mm-hmm. And on the weekend with the weekend programmers. And then my bonus extra work is that I help coordinate all the trainings. And then I get to work with the incredible and amazing Youth Collective.
They are. And maybe we'll hopefully have some time to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight, we wanted to talk a little bit about Oregon Community Media, which KBOO is a part of, and you're kind of our main staff person involved with that. So what is Oregon Community Media, and what do they do?
Oregon Community Media is a group of radio stations around the state. They formed 4-ish years ago. People might remember that there was a big window for low-power FM stations so that there could be new voices on the air, new community voices
yes.
on, especially in urban areas where the band is very, very crowded.
Mm-hmm.
So our friends in Ashland got a low-power license, mm-hmm. and I think it's the Peace Ashland Peaceworks. It's the peace group
mm-hmm.
that works down there, and they were like, we don't know what we're doing. There's all these other people who also don't know what they're doing and people who do know what they're doing. Let's
right.
call a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And that turned out to be the formation of Oregon Community Media.
Wow.
So ask for help when you need it, people, because
mm-hmm.
then you can
learn from each other.
Yeah, it's been really, really fun. And we were invited, I think, kind of as a last minute thing because they're like, oh, those guys have been around for 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, 44 years. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, we have a lot of information to share.
Right.
So KBOO is definitely the oldest station. And then there's KPOV in Bend, Warm Springs, KWSO in Warm Springs are the other two kind of long-standing stations. There's been more involvement recently with KMUN Astoria on the coast.
Who
were here last week.
Yep.
Yeah, y'all met them last week on
mm-hmm.
the air. I'm blanking out on the call letters of the Salem station. But then there's stations in Ashland and Cottage Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And there's stations who don't exist yet who are part of Oregon Community Media. There's a LPFM that's going to start in Junction City.
Oh. And so anyone can join.
Yeah, any radio station
mm-hmm.
can join. Yeah, depending on the size of your budget
mm-hmm.
is the dues that you pay.
Oh, okay.
And
you get together once a month somewhere around the state or?
We get together twice a year.
Twice
we get together spring and the fall.
Okay.
So we'll be meeting again in the fall in Astoria this
mm-hmm.
time, which will be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And we work on our general organizational things when we're together. We do trainings, and then we talk about collaborative programming and how to grow and support each other. So eventually we're hoping to do group underwriting so small stations can be like, you can buy an underwriting on our station, and it doesn't only go to the Jackson City area, but it can go all over the state. There's different pilot projects being worked out for that. Trying to get the resources to have a shared reporter. If we can have a shared reporter in Salem, then we all get statewide news coverage.
Right.
So these are the kind of longer term goals that we're working towards.
Okay. So there's, you meet twice a year, but there's work going on in between and support and just relationship building so you know each other.
Exactly.
And now I worked on a housing piece that you gave me some work on, affordable housing. Is that something that the group is doing together, like exploring different topics and research? And
That is what I mostly work on for the group, is the shared programming aspects of it. I'm program director. This is what I do. So we not only share large events like the first program we started sharing was the Waterfront Blues Festival. It's a benefit for the Oregon Food Bank. So it's a statewide benefit, having the state be able to listen to it and use it as a benefit for the food bank across the state has been, I think, amazing. And it's just fun to, if you can't make it to the festival, to get to listen to it all over the state as you're driving around. It's 4th of July weekend, that kind of thing.
Yeah, last year I heard it in a bakery in Newport, Oregon, which is my hometown.
So cool.
Yeah.
So we started working together with that. And then as we decided to work on collaborative public affairs programming, and this is the stuff we can do. Like, here's how we're trying to work together. It can be better if there is financial support towards it, but there's plenty we can do because we have resources. So we work on, it kind of works a lot like the Youth Collective, actually, where we vote on a topic that we're all going to cover, and then we cover it from our different angles. So one was the housing crisis across the state and how it looked different in different places.
So rural and urban perspective.
Yeah. My favorite show that we've done together was about the GMOs because the county that Ashland is in had voted to ban them. The county next door to Ashland was having an election to see if they were banned or not. So there is a lot of like, here's how we did the community organizing to pass this ban. Here's what's happening right now. And here's this election is being affected by the ALEC, the American
Legislative Exchange Council?
Commission Council. And so it's happening there. So here's all the people that's affected. And then KABU got to be like, here is our special reporting about the ALEC and how they've affected it in Oregon in general. So it was just like all this excellent, like, on the ground perspective with these great interviews that we couldn't get with people in Ashland because we haven't been working with them side by side. But we have the resources to get these grants to bring the bigger national picture. It was incredible. I'm sure it's at KABU.FM. somewhere, if you look up the program. That was my favorite one. So that's like at our best, this is how we can work together to tell a statewide story with, you know, different local voices.
And will KABU and Oregon Community Media be helping to broadcast again this year the Waterfront Blues Festival across the state?
Yes. Right. Yeah. Our collaborative programming for the next 6 months is that we will be broadcasting the Waterfront Blues Festival July 1st through 4th. KABU will be broadcasting the whole thing. I think Salem broadcast the whole thing. Definitely Warm Springs, Astoria, and Ashland and Cottage Grove will broadcast parts of it, if not all. And then different stations. We'll know more in mid-June who's carrying what. And so and if you're traveling that weekend, it will be, you'll be able to follow along.
Yeah. And also, if folks want to come down to the festival, they can find out more at
it, it's on the KABU site at kboo.fm/WBF2016.
Right. And this is, as you mentioned before, the one of the biggest fundraisers for Oregon Food Bank and helps to raise awareness around hunger in Oregon and Southwest Washington. And I was amazed to hear it helps Oregon Food Bank help 1 in 5 of our neighbors who face hunger. So it's important to come down and support that.
Absolutely.
And there's a great lineup this year with, I don't know if you have any.
Yeah. The big headliner people are most excited about the Tedeschi Trucks Band. I love Maceo Parker. I'm super excited. Femme Akuti is back. Local Curtis Salgado. He's there every year, but he's always fantastic. One of the side, I think it's the front porch stage, is basically, at least one of the days is a full Zydeco stage all day.
Oh, okay.
Which will be really fun. And they just always get an amazing array of performers, and it is expanding past sort of your the standard definition of blues into, like, you know, with Femme Akuti, there's African performers, there's definitely more soul and funk that happens, there's always the gospel elements to it, you know. So it's a when you say the blues festival, I think that that's maybe a little bit more narrow of a view of what actually happens down there for 4 days.
Right. And we, so we'll be there, and we're, KBOO is founding sponsors or founding supporters. We'll be broadcasting that and helping with Oregon Community Media. And I just wanted to mention finally also, KBOO is also a member of National Federation of Community Broadcasters as well. People might not, you know there's these groups. I mean, they might assume there are, because we need to support each other and learn from each other. But, you know, community media is a movement, and folks support each other. So what do you know about NFCB, National Federation of Community Broadcasters?
Well, actually, at our last Oregon community, or Oregon Community Media meeting, Sally Kane, who was the president of the National Federation for Community Broadcasters, came to the meeting to check out what
we were
doing.
Yeah,
right. Regionally, and to make the pitch. They do a lot to support community stations, just from having a listserv where we can all go and ask each other questions and communicate with each other. They do a lot of advocacy with government support. Most of the smaller stations nationally, well, I don't know about smaller stations, but a gigantic amount of stations nationally get federal money for support. And KBOO is trying to get federal money for support. And so they do a lot of advocacy around
Making sure that stays there and helps folks.
Exactly. And increasing it and increasing the diversity of the people who make the decisions around media, media consolidation issues, media access issues, the fight for a free and open internet was that NFCB did a lot around. So they are both like a national advocacy organization for us, because we're doing our jobs and getting our people's voices on the air, so we can't also be in Washington advocating for ourselves in these ways. So that's what Sally and her team do for us. And then also they set up conferences. There's a national conference this year in June in Denver. And so creating a gathering place for us to come and learn from each other and to cross-pollinate and get ideas and see, like, oh, this is what those awesome people are doing down in Mississippi. Here's what these great people are doing in Detroit. Here's what we're doing in Portland. Here's how we can all learn
from
each
other and learn.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Before we go, this has been Monica Beamer and Erin Yankee talking for News from the Boo. But we wanted to just remind folks to go to the Willamette Week, Best of Portland.
Oh, yeah.
And vote for KBOO in many categories. You'll have to kind of surf through to see. We have lots of, we're in several categories. We're
absolutely
Best Nonprofit.
Yeah, Best Podcast for David Naiman and the Between the Covers, Best DJs, Best Radio
Hip-hop
Personality, Best Hip-Hop Artist.
So yeah, please go and show your love. And thank you for joining us for News from the Boo.
Thanks, Monica.
It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to be a founding sponsor of the Waterfront Blues Festival. the 29th annual festival takes place this year from July 1st through 4th and includes performers like the Tedeschi Truck Band, Jimmy Vaughn and the Tilt-A-Whirl Band, Samantha Fish, and many, many more. Festival passes are on sale at early bird prices until May 31st. More information about the festival performers, the options for passes, and other information can be found at kboo.fm/WBF2016.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the May 21st performance of Lalgudi Krishnan and Shahid Parvez at the First Baptist Church in Portland at 7 p.m. Lalgudi Krishnan began his musical training at age 5, and over the years he has carved a niche for himself as a top-ranking violinist. Shahid Parvez descends from 6 generations of sitarists and is the recipient of numerous prestigious awards.